I hope you got an extra mic and a fireproof booth, cause you know I'm known to melt a wire too. You need a fire engineer when I lay this blaze. I melt down tracks, stacks, reels, and sleeves. Hit the studio, jars of dro, bars to blow. BC go with that arsenic flow. That, don't hold me back, I roll with crack. Y'all cats told Mac the rap. Y'all don't realize y'all released the beast untamed. Speech all flame, streets all blame. It should be an honor for y'all to speak my name. I could go before your auntie couldn't beat my game. Gotta laugh, y'all act like you spit it the same. Why you can't get in the game? I come from high school and go straight to the league. Who you know is spitting with seed? Yeah. Every time I step in the booth, I speak the truth. Y'all know what I'm bringing to you. I bring the truth. You know who I be. I be the truth. When I speak, sell, set you free. The truth. Every time I step in the booth, I speak the truth. Y'all know what I'm bringing to you. I bring the truth. Know who I be. I be the truth. When I speak, sell, set you free. Ain't nothing changed with Zeke. I'm still stuck in the kitchen. So what I'm signed? That's fine. Still stuck in position. You know me well, couple court cases from jail, couple 404 shells from hell, stuck on this mission, go home, my girl fussing him, won't you change your life, I'm thinking, won't I change my wife, ignorant, laughing, like the rap shit, it's just another hustle, another way for to touch you, now they know the face it beams, now they see my face on screens, and I ain't even chased this dream, I feel sorry for those who did, y'all can't stop the ball, whether rock or raw, I'm slinging coke in a rock velour, you know what block I'm on, block and palm, you wanna get shot, karate chop, Lord stab this on. Every time I step in the booth, I speak the truth, y'all know what I'm bringing to you, I bring the truth, just know who I be the truth, when I speak, sell, set you free, and the truth. Every time I step in the booth, I speak the truth. Y'all know what I'm bringing.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the Wake Up Call. I'm your host, Brian Stavely, and you're tuned into a very special 9/11 episode. And for those of you that tuned in earlier, I'm sorry about the technical difficulties that we had. I had some internet issues. It seems people in my neighborhood went out, and there was no way working around it. I had a few backup plans. I have the thing where you can use the phone as a modem and a couple other things, and nothing would handle the Skype, so it just wasn't happening. So what we're going to do is we're going to redo the whole show. We only got about halfway through it because there's so much information, and a lot of the show ended up being laggy earlier anyways because of the internet problems, and a lot of sentences were actually chopped out. So that's not going to do us any good, especially for something this important. So without further ado, let's get right into it. I have some things here about 9/11 that are so shocking and have been buried for about 10 years. Most of this information didn't even start to surface until, within the last year or so. And most people within the truth community still don't know it. And most of them, when you tell them this, they don't want to believe it. Basically because even though they tell everybody to have an open mind, when it comes to this, they've studied it for so long and it flies right in the face of everything you've studied. You basically have to admit you're wrong all over again. So now with 9/11, okay, there's no denying that it's an event that's forever changed this world that we live in. And not just in our country, in countries around the world. What we do affects the world. I mean, let's not be stupid here. From the loss of all of our freedoms that made this country great, okay, and to the loss of a lot of our privacy, to the invasion of nation after nation in the name of fighting terrorism, which is all a fraud, okay. Now, no matter what your stance is, I mean, you can't deny how big of an event it was and how important it is that we get to the bottom of this finally. This is the key thing. This is the key event that really, kicked everything into high gear over the last 10 years. And I think this is the event where, if you can make people understand that this was all a setup, and all a farce, you can get them to look at anything. I mean, you can get them to open their mind for anything. And that's how it worked for me, at least. It doesn't always work with everybody. Sometimes I figure that, I'll wake them up to this, and it doesn't always work, but you know what? We got to try. We got to try. Because our greatest strength is our numbers, okay? So we need everybody to wake up. Even if we get half of the people to wake up, we will be unstoppable, okay? Now, in this story, I'm going to touch on some things that have become, you know, basically taboo. I mean, people do not want to touch these topics. And it's too bad, because if they weren't so scared to look into these things, I think we would have been a lot closer to the truth many years ago. Many years ago. And you're going to be surprised, because there's some people, some key prominent people that you've probably grown to trust in the truth movement, in the alternative media, and they are really not who they pretend to be, okay? They are really there to misdirect you and mislead you from the truth and make sure you do not get at this information. Once you start to peel back layers and layers and you get close, they try and misdirect you. Well, I'm just going to start off by saying that excuse me, the real story of 9/11 is not the same conspiracy theory, well, what they like to call conspiracy theory. If it's conspiracy fact, it's a fact. The story put forth by Dr. Stephen Jones and others about, you know, the thermite and everything else. I obviously, you know, I do not agree with the official story. That is absolutely still a total fraud. But in another sense, the second official story is a fraud in itself. Now, the way I came to wake up to 9/11 is, you know, a year ago this time, I had no clue of any of this stuff. All this stuff you hear me talk about on the radio, I was totally oblivious to a year ago. Okay, and I found out what I thought to be the truth of 9/11. I found out that you know, Osama bin Laden certainly was not responsible for this. And I found that out because, you know, I was just watching a regular 9/11 movie on Netflix called World Trade Center. And after seeing that, I wanted to see more 9/11 stuff and learn more about it. And lo and behold, I stumbled on a movie called Loose Change, an American Coup. And most of you out there know what that is. For those that don't, that is probably the most popular 9/11 documentary, I would say, by far. Now, I'm going to get into some things at the end of tonight, and I'm going to tell you why. You know, that is actually a lot of disinformation in that movie. But the movie was still good. It was still a tool. You know, in hindsight, it was still a good tool that I used to wake many, many, many people up, including myself. Okay? So even if it did have a lot of disinformation in it, it really made you look at things differently. And you know, and for, ever since then, my life has been totally different. Totally different. Now, how I came to this new evidence, okay? I'll try not to take too long getting to the point here. Jesse Ventura, okay? Jesse Ventura called the Alex Jones radio show about 2 months ago, okay? And he had said, Alex, you know, it's not thermite that brought down the Twin Towers. It wasn't thermite, Alex. It was a directed energy weapon. You have to read this book by Dr. Judy Wood. And Alex just kind of yeah'd him. I know who she is, Governor. And then he pretty much let him go. Now, because of that, I wanted to look into it, okay? Because of Jesse Ventura's conviction over this, I mean, he was sure about it. He wasn't like, this needs to be looked at. I think it might have been this. He was ready to just throw everything else to the side and say, oh, it was a directed energy weapon. You know, so as far out as that sounds, I decided to look into it. Now, I'm just going to say right now, for those people that are, you know, getting ready to turn the dial here, no, this is not about Dr. Judy Wood's directed energy weapon theory. I don't buy into that for a minute, okay? But I'm very open-minded. And that's the only way you're ever going to get to the truth. You have to look at every possible angle, okay? Because then when you look into those things, you come across other evidence that you wouldn't have normally uncovered. And that is exactly what happened. Dr. Judy Wood, one of her main pieces of evidence for saying that a directed energy weapon took down the Twin Towers, okay, is the fact that there is no more debris, that there was so much dust, that everything was pulverized into dust. And then, you know, two of our main pieces of evidence, though, are two videos. And one of the videos shows the collapse of the South Tower. And when the South Tower comes down, you see, like, steel beams still sticking up in the sky, you know, that didn't come down with the cement or whatever. And as they finally start to come down, at one point, they just basically evaporate. They evaporate and go up into thin air, into the atmosphere, just like she said they would, just like into nanoparticles and vaporize and everything, just like she said. And you're like, wow, did I really just see that? And your mic's on. And what was I lost my train of thought for a second. I'm sorry. Okay. And now, when you're looking at this, you're like, wow, she really might have something here. As crazy as it sounds, you just saw a steel beam disintegrate into little particles and evaporate up into the sky. That's what you really saw with your eyes. So then she has another piece of video and a lot of photographs. She has photographs of all these cars around the World Trade Center. And there's like 1,400 cars that are all burnt up. They're all burnt up, and you know, some of them are actually flipped over. They're scorched. They're mangled. And there's like some cars sitting on top of fences, like 8-foot fences. And then there's a bunch of paper flying through the air, okay? Now, this is one of her things that she said is basis for a directed energy weapon. You know, why are all these cars burnt up so far away from the towers? You know, she basically made it sound like, you know, these cars are in the path of the energy fields, you know, hitting the towers or whatever, okay? Now, there's one thing that stood out about this whole, her whole thing here. And that's the fact how everybody attacks her. I mean, there have been so many 9/11 conspiracy theories and stories. I mean, really, there's been from holograms, right, to remote-controlled drones, to Israel did it, to Osama bin Laden did it, to our United States government did it, to all sorts of stories. You know what I mean? So how could you just attack one story, you know, so viciously, and why? And what that does is raise a red flag for me. When I see the whole truth community attacking her, you know, I want to look into it. And so I did. And what I did is I looked for who wasn't attacking her. And I came across the name Jim Fetzer. I was a little familiar with some of Fetzer's work. I've seen him, you know, in some different clips and stuff. I've never really, you know, read any of his actual writings on his sites or anything like that. I think I might have actually read one article. I think he writes for Veterans Today, if I'm not mistaken. But anyways, I went to Jim Fetzer's website. And I found this amazing, amazing interview that totally changes everything. And it opened about 50 new doors into investigating 9/11. And you are not going to believe where this takes us. You are not going to believe this. I mean, it's insane. There were these Israeli art students, okay, that stayed on the 91st floor of the South Tower of the World Trade Center. Now, they started staying there in, I believe it was March 2000. If it wasn't, it was very close to that time. We'll say early 2000. Now, what they were there for, supposedly, is to perform this stunt called the Gelatin Bee. That was the name of their stunt, Gelatin Bee, or the Bee Thing, it would be called, okay? Now, what they would do is they would take a window off of the 91st floor, they'd take it out, and they'd put a balcony out this window, okay? And they would actually walk out there naked and wave a towel at 6 in the morning. And this helicopter that they had on standby flying around the World Trade Center at 6 in the morning would actually film them doing this. Now, what the hell is that? You know what I mean? Like, what kind of art project is that, first of all? Second of all, what kind of art students have a budget to be having a helicopter hovering around the World Trade Center and be taking out windows and building balconies and all this? It's a little insane, don't you think? Now, besides just these strange actions of these people, okay, they had a book that they released. And the book, it's not a very big book. I think there might even be less than 100 pages. All right. And in this book, they have some diagrams and photographs. Now, these diagrams, the first diagram we're going to talk about, and you can look at this diagram, okay? I'm going to give you a link in a second of where you can see some of these pictures, okay? Just let me explain this first one. This first diagram that they drew is supposedly of their workplace, you know, the World Trade Center, their place of study, if you will. And what they drew was supposed to be a very accurate drawing of what they saw. And, you know, you would expect to see, like, maybe art canvases, maybe some couches, maybe some computers, maybe some cubicles, a clock, a desk, some file cabinets, you know, normal stuff in an office building, right? Or maybe what it would normally be in an art gallery. Well, you know what? You don't see any of that. And you know what else you don't see? They were sharing the 91st floor with a shipping company. Now, this shipping company is not anywhere in any of these diagrams. Okay, now what do you see in the diagrams? Well, that's the very strange part. What you see in the diagrams, okay, you see the outer of the World Trade Center, all right, And then in the inside, where they would draw what they see on the inside, they actually draw accurately the setup of the core columns. Now, how the hell can they see the core columns of the World Trade Center? They're supposedly in a finished building, right? I mean, how could they see that? There should be all types of walls and everything in their way. Now, not only did they draw these core columns, okay? They wrote some very interesting things on these diagrams. On one of the diagrams, they actually wrote 10 floors to the top, and it's all empty, all hollow. Now, you know, what does that mean? What exactly does that mean? It's all hollow, okay? Well, they had some more pictures. And the second picture that they have, we're going to actually talk about, is a photograph. And I'm going to give the link out now. I want you guys to see this, okay? You know, if you're at your computers, this is real easy to remember. Just go to the Real News Online, therealnewsonline.com. And there's a page there that says stuff to show informed listeners. I made like an interactive page so I can show you these things too, because some of this stuff is unbelievable, okay? Now, when you get there, you're going to see some videos. Don't click on those yet, because we're going to talk about that. I want you to scroll down, and you'll see this big white picture. That's the picture we were just talking about, okay? And above that, you'll see some photographs. And in one of these photographs that they took is them actually setting up to perform this stunt where they put the balcony out the window that I told you about, okay? Now, you know what you see in the picture? Very similar to the diagram. You don't see a shipping company. You don't see all this stuff you should see. But you know what else you don't see? Well, you don't see a floor. You don't see any walls. Now, which would maybe be normal because they do rip up the carpeting when tenants move out at the World Trade Center. But there wasn't even a ceiling. I mean, there's no ceiling in this place. There's not even anything to hang a ceiling. And not only that, they have all these boxes just stacked up, piled high so nobody can see what they're doing, okay? Now, what is all this secrecy about, you know? What is all the secrecy? Well, then they also have another drawing. Now, in this other drawing, again, they draw a balcony. But instead of drawing, did I even tell you about the first balcony picture? They have a balcony picture that they drew, okay? And on this picture of this balcony coming out the window, this was depicting the stunt they were doing, they have one of them on the balcony, and then they have another one jumping off or being thrown off this balcony. What is all this about, right? You know what I mean? And then they have another picture of the balcony, and this time there's nobody on it. It's the same picture as the one where the guy's being thrown off. There's nobody on it, but there's actually fire in the background, like coming from inside the building of where the balcony is attached to, okay? Now, this is very, you know, this is some very strange stuff, isn't it? Isn't this some very strange stuff? Now, these people were doing this in early 2000, okay? It started in early 2000, and it went later to that. Now, I'm going to ask you a question, and I want you to, you know, think about this for a second. What were the only deaths you saw on 9/11? Think about it for a second. Where did you see bodies? What did you see? That's right. The only deaths that you saw, actually, were the jumpers. Now, where did the jumpers come from? Almost all the jumpers came from right about the 91st floor. And not only did they come from about the 91st floor, almost all the jumpers, before they jumped, they did a very weird thing, didn't they? Go back and look at the video. They all, like, take their clothes off and go up to the window and wave their clothes around, and then the helicopter films them, just like these Israeli art students were doing. The same thing. These Israeli art students were there to film being the jumpers. They were there to fake the jumpers. The jumpers were fake. And if that sounds crazy to you, I'm gonna show you a few more things that are unbelievable. Now, they're on the 91st floor, and they're telling you that 10 floors above them are hollow, right? Well, there's more evidence that actually backs this up. Now, there are pictures on that webpage that I put there for you of the elevators of the World Trade Center. And look at the elevator keys. The elevator, for those of you that can't see it, okay, the elevator keys from 78, there is no 79 all the way up to 100. So everything in between, there's no elevator keys for. So you're trying to tell me that all these people worked on those floors right there? And there was no elevator that went there? And the shipping company that's there? What, did they go up and down the stairs all day long? Well, the shipping company, I mean, it wasn't there. It's not in any of the drawings, okay? It's not. It's not in any of the drawings. So now, you know, I've made a bold claim. I'm telling you, you know, they faked the jumpers. Now, why would they do that, you have to ask? Why would they fake the jumpers? I mean, come on. Why would they do that? I don't know. You know, maybe to hype up the deaths more. Maybe to make it more dramatic, to give it more of an effect. I really don't know, okay? Well, that's not the only thing they faked, okay? This is where, you know, it gets crazy. The 9/11 memorials. Every year, the 9/11 families meet for like a service, okay? You know, they have candles going and they're like, you know, a little sing, a little prayer, whatever. Well, these memorials are actually staged. Much of them. They're a Photoshop mess. They really are. And now, in one of these memorials, and it's in the video that I posted there, for everybody, when we're done, if you don't see the video on the website, I'll give you some links to, you know, to see everything I'm telling you right now. Everything I'm telling you is 100% true, okay? Now, these memorials, you can see that they're Photoshopped. I mean, in one of them, there's a guy's head that's, like, totally cut off and squared off and, like, pasted on, and his head, like, meets a flag in a straight line. I mean, it's just totally bogus. So why are they doing that? Why would they fake these jumpers, and why would they fake any memorials? I mean, why are the real families not speaking out against this, or are they? I mean, they probably are speaking out against it, right? And the media just isn't telling us. I mean, we all know how that goes, right? I mean, we all know how that goes. So now that when I found out that, you know, they fake these memorials, and I found out that they fake these jumpers, and, you know, I'm getting a little curious about these floors. You start to look into, you know, the number of deaths that day. All right? Now, when you look at the number of deaths that day, there's like 3,000 people that supposedly died, right? Now, when people die in this country, they go into the thing that's called the SSDI. It's the Social Security Death Index. And then shortly thereafter, you get a birth certificate issued. I mean, the accuracy is, you know, it's close to 100%. You could try it out. Put, like, a, you know, an old relative that has passed away in there, and they'll come up. They'll pop up in the database, you know what I mean? Well, out of all the people that died on 9/11, do you know how many of them are actually in the Social Security Death Index? 12%. Think about that. 12% of the people that died on 9/11... are in the Social Security Death Index. That's it. And, you know, for the people that died, there's a victim compensation fund for their families, okay? Now, the victim compensation fund is $7 billion, okay? And they give between $2 and $3 million to each family of the deceased. Now, out of the 3,000 checks that are, you know, sitting there to be collected, it's free money, all right? How many people do you think have picked up their free $2 to $3 million? 2,900, 2,850, 2,500. How about 59? 59 people have gone down in the last 10 years and picked up their free $2 to $3 million. 59 people. Okay? Think about that. Who is not gonna go pick up their free $2 to $3 million? It's absolutely absurd. It's absolutely absurd to think about that. Now, I know this is a lot of new information right here, but I assure you, now that you have this knowledge, go and start to look in these directions, and you'll see what I am saying is true. And now the next couple of things that I'm going to get into, I mean, this stuff is, you can find out within 5 to 10 minutes when I'm done tonight. You can go and look, and you can see photographic and video proof for yourself that everything I'm about to tell you is absolutely 100% true. Okay? Now, the biggest emotional attachment a lot of people have to September 11th, okay, is the firefighters. You know, when those 343 firefighters died, there was like a sense of unity around the country for firefighters, wasn't there? I mean, everybody felt for them. People would wear the New York Fire Department hats and everything, you know. It was a nice thing to see. And, you know, it was such a sad thing. Just think of it, 300 and something firefighters, 343 being crushed under. That's what actually got me interested in 9/11. I saw that movie, World Trade Center, like I said. And what that was about It was with Nicolas Cage in it, who is a propaganda piece for the government. We'll get into that after. We kind of got into that the other night. His name comes up in a lot of these things. Anyways, he was trapped under the rubble with some other firefighters, okay? And that was such a horrible scene. I mean, it looked like hell, okay? I mean, there were fires in there. I don't even want to get into it. It was sad. I mean, it was really sad. Well, that's the biggest emotional attachment people have. Now, this next thing I'm going to say is going to be very shocking, but, I mean, you just got to look. That's all you got to do is look. If you can take 4 to 5 minutes right now and look at this, I want you to look at this, okay? For those of you that are following along on the website, on the therealnewsonline.com, and then there is a page, Show Informed Listeners, there's a few videos at the top. And one of them says Jason Burmis on Vic Sims, I think it says, okay? I want you to play that one from the 4 minute and 55 second mark. We'll play the whole thing later. Play it from the 4 minute and 55 second mark. For those of you that don't have that, what it is, it's a video of the firemen that passed away, okay? Now, what they're going to show you is not two pictures side by side of the same fireman at a different time or at a different date, okay? What they're going to show you is a picture of two different firemen, and then two different firemen, and then two different firemen, and on and on and on and on and on. And every single pair of firemen look exactly identical. Do you understand what I'm saying? Exactly identical. I'm not talking about looking up at clouds, people, and making faces out of it. I'm talking about putting two pictures of two human beings that both happen to supposedly be firefighters in New York, and they look identical. And then the next two look identical. And then the next two look identical. And anybody that's ever used Photoshop can tell that these are Photoshopped. These images were made on a computer. This, I know how crazy this sounds, okay? And if you really want the truth, you'll go look at the video for yourself. You won't just brush this off. You'll go look into these things. You think I'm going to come out here and risk my neck and make up some bullshit story like this? If this was bullshit? No. This isn't bullshit. This is real. This is what happened, okay? This is finally the truth of what happened on 9/11, okay? Are you starting to see the pattern here? These firefighters were fake. They were faked. They were fake. Fake. Think about it. They were fake. Go look at the pictures. Pair after pair after pair. I'd love to hear somebody debunk it. When you're playing the video, make sure you pause it. Pause it on each pair and look at them side by side. They're the exact same person. Two different last names every time. Unless there's a whole bunch of firefighters in New York that married a bunch of men firefighters and took their last names and they have all these twins. So there's like twin guys with different last names running around. Unless that happened 100 times, I mean, that's the only other explanation for this. How do all these people look exactly identical? And when I say identical, I don't mean like, you know, somebody says you look like this celebrity or something. I mean these people look like they're twin brothers. And on some of them, they'll have like one facial feature change, which is easy to do. It's easy to do. Easy, 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 easy to do. These firefighters were faked. And out of the firefighters, guess how many of them appear in the Social Security Death Index? 11%. 1 out of 10 almost. 1 out of 10. That's it. Okay? Then if you look into how they died, supposedly, like break it down firehouse by firehouse, it just doesn't make any sense. These guys were dying teams, okay? That's what happens with firefighters. Now, especially when a building like that, which has never collapsed in the history of the world, okay, in the history of the world, never has there been a steel frame building to collapse from a fire. Ever. Ever, 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 anywhere. Anywhere, 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 ever, ever, ever. Never. Okay? It's never happened. But on 9/11, it happened 3 times, right? Well, these firefighters obviously didn't have that going through their head. Hey, this building might come down, right? Because it doesn't happen. It hasn't happened yet. So if there was this sudden collapse in these two buildings, firefighters would have died at least 5, 6 at a time. Or maybe 10, 20 at a time, okay? They wouldn't have died like one here, two here. Then there would be one house with like 12, 13 of them. And then there'll be like one here. And then there'll be one from this one. It's an absolute fraud. And that part of the information, that's not something that would hold up in court. Obviously, you know, oh, well, they would all die in groups. But when you put it together with the other information, you can start to piece some things together, okay? Look at the photos. Look at the photos of these guys. Are you mad yet? Is there something turning in your stomach yet? Now, if you think that isn't proof enough yet, I got some even better proof for you. How about this, okay? People that use Photoshop know if you edit a photo in Photoshop or you add anything to it, if you add a caption for the picture, okay, if you edit the text, if you edit the contrast, anything, it stamps the date on it. It says taking a picture day. Boom. Puts a new date on it, right? Boom. So I'm going to talk about the prominent people that you know from 9/11, okay? Let's bring up the names that you know. How about Mark Bingham? We all joked about this, remember? Because, you know, it sounded so fraudulent. Well, it was fraudulent, but it was more fraudulent than you even know, okay? We all joked about it because, oh, hi, Mom, it's me, Mark Bingham. You believe me, right? Remember that? Hi, Mom, it's me, Mark Bingham. Well, Mark Bingham, okay, besides not being in the Social Security Death Index, ding, 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 all right, besides that, his actual photo, okay, if you look at the EXIF data in the photo, which is the embedded data in the photo, there's a lot of information you can view that way, and anybody can do it. You can add this onto any of your browsers. Just add an EXIF view, and you can right-click any of these photos, and you can start looking around the web yourself for this. If you look at his photo, right, now, it says taking a picture day, 8/30/2001, okay, August 30th, 2001, almost 2 weeks before 9/11, right? Which is fine. That'd be fine, because if they grabbed the picture, or if he just took a picture a few weeks before, or a picture from a few weeks before was cropped, or anything like that, it would put that date on it, and then, you know, they were given that picture. Okay, well, what about the fact that the picture that was last edited on August 30th, 2001, 2 weeks before 9/11, has his obituary in it already? How about that, debunkers? I'd love to hear that one. His obituary is done pre-9/11, and he is not the only one. And I put that picture up, and I put another one up. Sonia Morales, okay? Her obituary was done in March. March of 2001, this woman's obituary was already done and embedded in the photograph with the flights she was supposed to die on and everything, saying she's going to die. She died on the terrorist attacks of September 11th, yada, 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 yada. And this is 6 months before the attack even happened. Unbelievable, huh? That is unbelievable. Well, it gets better than this. Well, there's more Photoshopping, okay? Now, this stuff is a little less telling. And normally I would start with this, but I wanted to get right into the good stuff for you guys. There are more victims, and you can look at them, okay? And with these other victims, it's not so much of two of them side by side look identical, but what they'll do is they'll take an image, make it on the computer, and they'll make that into a victim, and then they'll use that one face in several photographs, and yes, it's the same person, so their face would look similar, especially, you know, when people have the same smile and stuff, but their face is the exact same expression at the exact same angle in the exact same light in all of their photographs. And when I say the exact same angle, I mean if the dude's leaning to the left and his face is tilted with 45 degrees to the right, both pictures have that same exact angle to it. You know what I'm saying? It's not just, oh, he looks the same every time he smiles type of thing. It's not like that. And so as you start to go through these and you look at them, time after time after again, it's all bullcrap. And then you got to look at the prominent parents that you know, and you guys know these people. You've almost come to respect these people because of what they've gone through and the way they fight. Well, their fight. Oh my God, Bob McElvain, for instance. You guys have seen him. He's in the Tower 7 commercials, the two Tower 7 commercials that came out, the 30-second commercials about Building 7. He is in Jesse Ventura's TV shows about 9/11. He is in a lot of stuff, okay? You've seen him. He talks about his son that died, Robert McElvain, okay? And he gets up there, and he gets to the second sentence. He always starts crying about it. And Robert McElvain, you want to look at his pictures? One of them is so obvious that the head doesn't even belong, like, on that set of clothes. I mean, it's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. And then, on top of that, Robert McElvain Jr. is not listed in the Social Security Death Index. Big surprise, huh? Big surprise. Well, it's not just him. Let's talk about some more of these people that you know, okay? Let's see if we see a pattern here. Donna Marsh. You've seen her. She gets out in the street. She yells and screams about her daughter being killed and George Bush killed my daughter. Blah, 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 blah. Blah, 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 blah. She carries around the same two pictures of her daughter all the time, just like all the other parents, the same two pictures all the time, the same two Photoshop pictures. And she carries around these same two pictures, and when she talks about her daughter, and her daughter, Vanessa Lang Langer, okay? Vanessa Lang Langer is not listed in the Social Security Death Index. She does not exist. Nobody can track down any of these people. That's they don't exist. It's a fraud. The whole thing was a fraud. Do you see where this is going? And it wasn't just most of the victims. I know what you're thinking. Well, some people died. I mean, some people died there. I mean, you know, they could have faked some of them, right? But some of them died. Well, there's a whole another side to this story that we haven't even got into yet. Imagine that. All of this stuff, and we still haven't even got probably halfway into this amazing story. All right? Now, this is all true, guys. All right? Go and look at these pictures of the firemen. I mean, that's all you need. That's all you need to really know that something is going on here. Something is going on. Now, on that website, I put a very, very good picture up there. You have a picture up there of the Twin Towers. And what do you see in that picture? This picture's from 1978. You see right through the towers, like they're hollow, all the way up and down the towers, both towers. And this is 6 years after completion. 6 years after completion. And for people that think we're just like, you know, sticking some story together here, no, no, no. This is this documents to this and everything. There was a Freedom of Information Act that came out with the occupancy of the towers, okay? And this thing is totally fudge, first of all. Now, the first thing they want you to believe is that the towers were 25 to 35% full, right? 25 to 35% full of companies, okay? They weren't full occupancy. And then, all of a sudden, in 2000 and 2001, we're supposed to believe that it went all the way up to like 95%, and these buildings were full, okay? I can prove to you these buildings were not full. I can show you so the hollow towers. If you match those up to the occupancy report, you will see that that occupancy report is fudged. There are all these companies listed on these floors that you can physically see with your own eyes that the floors do not exist. They do not exist. Think about how crazy that sounds when I'm saying to you right now. In 1978, there were almost no floors in that building, all right? That's not going out on a limb. I can prove that in 2 seconds. 2 seconds. You just got to look at the picture. And if you want to know what happened and how they carried on this illusion, well, they put this elaborate shutter system where they built up. And I included those pictures too, okay? At the end of all of this, I wrote a long paper on this, okay? This took me a lot of research and a lot of digging. And I wrote like a 35-page paper on this and all of the pictures. I know not all the pictures are up there on the website for you. I probably put 7 or 8 of them. Every picture I discuss here in every video is attached in that paper. So at the end of everything, guys, I'll give you the link to, you know, so you can go check out that paper. And if you want some more research, because it is a little deeper there. There's always more when you read the book. You know what I'm saying? And I got a lot of stuff in there, okay? Now, let's talk about these towers being hollow, okay? In 1978, we have pictures of the towers, and it's completely, you know, it's completely hollow. And the occupancy report says there's businesses in there, and businesses say they're in there, okay? Well, not only that, you want to hear something great? No, I know what you're thinking. Okay, if this kid's right and he's saying there were these fake companies in there, this would have to be the most unbelievable plot, and they would have had all these companies in on it, and how come none of these employees have come out and said anything about it? You don't understand. It wouldn't take 100 companies. It wouldn't even take 10 companies, guys. It would take 5 or 6 companies. I'm gonna tell you something, right? There were 2 companies in there called Cantor Fitzgerald and Marsh McLennan, okay? Cantor Fitzgerald and Marsh McLennan, between the two of them, okay, they say they lost 1,016 employees, including their subcontractors that were in the building. 1,016 employees. Think about that. That's a third of the people. Now, the floors that they were on were like 92, through about like 104 or something. I forget exactly. Could have been a little high, like 110. They both occupied the same in each tower. So if one was on 92 in one tower, they were on 92 in the other. Okay? And they'd do a few floors, and then the next company would supposedly be above them. But remember, we have the documents from the Israeli art students that tell you the floors above them are hollow. Okay? It's hollow to the top. They tell you that. Remember this. And not only that, we also have the pictures. We have the pictures from 1978. Now, granted, they're from 1978, but those companies were also around back then, saying they were occupying those floors, okay? And even if those pictures are from 1978, well, that evidence and that information, it still goes hand-in-hand with what the Israeli art students are saying. They're saying the same thing still going on in 2000, which seems very likely. I mean, the fact, you know, it's the rabbit hole gets so deep here. And let me tell you something about Cantor Fitzgerald and Marsh McLennan. Basically, what I'm trying to tell you is the floors that they took up, plus the floors that were registered as empty around them, took up about a third of each tower. Now remember, I said 1,016 people died between those two companies. That's a third of the deaths. Do you see where I'm getting at? That's only two companies, and we have a third of the deaths covered now. It would only take five or six companies like this. You understand? And the other thing that I'm going to prove to you how this is all a fraud, on 9/11, right? Listen to this. This year, on 9/11, it was the 10th anniversary, right, guys? 10th anniversary. So they came full bore with all the propaganda, in our face. And I never saw propaganda as good as this. Listen to this. There was a movie. It was called The Hero on the 88th floor. These people that supposedly seen the plane coming and this and that. There is no 88th floor. You understand what I'm saying? And I'm not just going on an assumption by seeing a picture in 1978 that's hollow, or by the Israeli art students saying the floors above 91 are hollow, and, you know, 88's a couple below them. This is a fact. I mean, these buildings were hollow all the way through. They were hollow all the way through. And the thing, I lost my train of thought for a second. To prove that the 88th floor had nobody on it, look at the elevators. The elevators didn't even stop there. Are you telling me that a company that employs over 1,000 people doesn't have an elevator that gets off at their floor in a skyscraper that big? In either tower, they were both missing the same buttons. They both didn't go to those floors. They didn't. There was no need to go to those floors because those floors did not exist. Those floors did not exist. Now, there's some other things. This is going to get real deep right here, okay? As hard as all this stuff is to swallow, right? This next part is going to be even harder. I have it here, guys. Marsh McLennan, floor 92 to 101. So that is directly above the Israeli art students. And then Cantor Fitzgerald was supposedly 103, 104, and 105. And there were no floors there. Okay, there were no floors there. There were no jumpers. The jumpers were fake. Remember that. The firemen were fake. The towers were hollow in 1978. Okay? And now I'm going to get into the... one more thing I should mention about the elevators. How about this? I want you to think about this. The World Trade Center, when you get in the elevator, okay, and you get off at what would be the ground level, that's floor 7. Okay? Well, guess what floor the elevator doesn't stop on because there's nothing there. 7. Guess what else? 8. Guess what else doesn't stop? 9. 10. 11. 12. 13. 14. The elevator hasn't stopped yet. Hasn't stopped yet. The next stop, Bank of America by Rockefeller. Whoa. I guess we should just take that, you know, being legit. Okay. And, you know, so on and so forth. There'd be blank spaces, ghost companies. You guys, if you really want to dig, you can look at the Freedom of Information Act. You can go and look at the occupancy of these towers and see how much of a farce it was. You can see that clearly when you have photographic proof of a hollow building in 1978, you can look at that report and laugh. I mean, you can just laugh at it. Look at all the companies. It's all fake. It's all fake. Now, the key part, and a lot of people are going to ask now, well, then how many deaths were there? I mean, there were people in those buildings, right? No, there were no people in those buildings. Think about that. Now, a lot of things are going to make sense now. Just, I want you to stop. Before I tell you about how there were no people in there or how they pulled that off, I want you to just think for a minute about how a lot of the things you thought about 9/11 didn't make, you know, didn't make sense before. You had a lot of questions about 9/11, didn't you? You had a lot of questions. Now a lot of those unanswered questions, if you answer, remember the fake witness. I saw the planes ream into the towers, and then they fail, mostly due to structural failure, blah, 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 blah. He turned out to be an actor, Mark Humphreys, right? The second plane turned out to be fake, turned out to be a digitized image. Then all these other fake phone calls and fake this and fake that. Well, it all makes sense, doesn't it? It all makes sense because it's a movie. It was all a Hollywood production. And that is how they were able to take over the truth movement so easily. Think about it. If there are no that are going to be put in place of the truth movement, there's nobody to oppose them. It's going to be easy for them. Easy for them. Did. This was actually, now this is the tough, that this part is going to be tough to bite too. And I've thrown so much at you that you probably have not heard, okay? You guys look into this stuff, and I'm telling you, you are going to have so much stuff to look into, and it's just going to all slap you in the face. Go look at some of the jumpers now. Go look at how photoshopped those pictures are. You'll see jumpers, you'll see a guy that's like 100 feet out from the building. You'll see two people that are supposedly holding hands. You'll see another guy that looks like he's sitting on a couch, and there's this big outline around him, and they just put him there. There's another person where they show his like feet on fire. Okay, now if we're gonna talk Photoshop, man, you could spend months just looking at the Photoshop pictures now. And that's the other good thing about Dr. Judy Wood, because she made you look at the video, and that's why they attack her. Not because she's going down the right road, but because the road she's going down makes you stare at the video and the pictures, and you keep staring, and eventually you're gonna figure out it's all a movie. If you guys doubt me, all right, really, go put the time in that I have, and go start looking at these pictures. Go look at the Ground Zero pictures. Look for photoshopping, and one of the easiest ways to see it in the Ground Zero pictures, this is what they did, and I'm gonna tell you, okay? And now that I have an eye for this stuff, I see it like that. And as a matter of fact, I swear to God, I signed up for a Photoshop class downtown with these computer classes and stuff I'm taking, just so I can identify this stuff better, okay? These people, what they did, so they would put fake images of, like, say, the towers, and a tower collapsing, and they put that in the back, and then they put the foreground and background, that's the words I'm looking for. I can't even believe it was coming off my tongue right. The foreground and backgrounds, okay? What they would do is they wouldn't take the picture at the same time of day. Think of how stupid that is. They are so sloppy. They didn't take the pictures at the same time of day, so you'll see shadow of a building going one way, and then you'll see the sun shooting the shadow another way. And this happens over and over again. You'll see firemen that are photoshopped in that aren't really there. You'll see fires that they added for effect, like around people's feet, and people are walking through the fire, and they don't even feel it. They do not even feel the fire because it wasn't really there. It was photoshopped in. You'll see street posts that are in some pictures that aren't in others, and you know it's like the same time of day. This is, you know, after all the collapses and everything had happened. There's just tons of it. And another thing I want you to remember, okay? Think of these two things. This one thing in particular, I want you to think of this one thing. Think of every time you looked at a video of the second plane, right? Of the second plane hitting the tower. Think about it. What did you notice in the background? The background every time is washed out. There is no background. Why is that? That doesn't happen naturally looking at something. The rivers and the buildings in the back don't disappear. No, that's because it was an artificial image. The second plane was fake. Most of what we saw in New York that day was fake. I've known this for a long time, and I know a lot of the people in the truth community know this, but we just never knew the full gist of how far the fakeness went in the media fakery. It went all the way. They faked the whole damn thing. The whole damn thing was faked, okay? And for people that are even having a hard time with the media fakery part, oh boy, I mean, there's so much. For anybody that doesn't believe the media fakery, I give you September clues, okay? And you might have heard a lot of people in the alternative media crap on it. And I'm telling you right now, I'm telling you, they're doing that because they don't want you to look at it, because it's important information. That is about the only 9/11 documentary, okay, you know, besides one of the ones I'm going to be making, that has even remotely close to the truth. Okay? Those guys were onto something. They did some great analysis. And if you watch that, you'll see how the second plane is fake. You'll see how backdrops are faked a lot. You'll see crowds in Manhattan. And they're showing you this way back in, like, you know, 2-3 years ago when this movie came out. But even those guys didn't figure out till less than a year ago that there was a lot more other fake stuff going on. I can show you scenes of Manhattan where people are supposedly running from the towers. Okay? And you'll see a guy's arm go right through another guy. Like he's a hologram, okay? It's digitized imaging. It's like video game stuff. You know what I'm saying? There's other footage where you'll see crowds. And you can see right through a guy's face, and you can see the building behind him. Like the guy's made out of glass, okay? How does that happen? Well, it happens when you're doing special effects. Now, here's another part I want to get to, right? And this is really almost mind-boggling. And if somebody, you know, if somebody had a good debate for this part of it, I mean, I would definitely hear it, okay? And, I, you know, I like to tell you if I'm not 100,000% sure something's an absolute fact, but I'm pretty sure about this, and I'm sure about everything else I said. But this part right here, I mean, if you had, you know, a good argument, I would love to hear it on this. And, you know, maybe we could take some calls after. But, that was fake. So, when we're over here studying clap footage and telling people demolition this, demolition that, 10 seconds this, free fall that, right? We're looking at friggin' special effects. You understand what I'm saying? We're looking at like a movie, dude. Yeah, you can't judge evidence by looking at a movie. And that's why, think about, that's why Judy Wood thought it was a directed energy weapon. That's why she thought that the towers were vaporized with this weapon, because that is what it looked like in the video. But she thought the video was real. And there's a lot of people going down that road now. 9/11, you know, super weapon. 9/11 vaporized. 9/11 pulverized. Molecular disassociation. This and that and the other thing. Guys, you're looking at fake video. It's like watching Independence Day and talking about how the White House got blown up. Really? That's what you're doing. You're watching fake video. Fake video. Fake video. It's fake video all day long with that. All day long. And now the part that you know might be sticking in your head right now, well, if all those people weren't in there, okay, and this kid's saying you know, the towers were hollow, what about all the people that were supposed to work in that building? What about all those people that were supposed to work in that building? Well, all the people that were supposed to work in that building weren't supposed to work in that building. And listen to what I'm going to tell you. All the companies that were in there, except for about three of them, were ghost companies. You understand? Ghost companies. And the way they were able to pull this off, and I want to tell you something. You know how everybody talks about the World Trade Center as this symbol of American capitalism? And, you know, the busiest office buildings in the world, or, you know, close to being the busiest office building in the world. And, you know, when that happened, there was supposed to be 50,000 people that saw it, blah, 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 yada, 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 yada. And, well, that is just a myth, okay? And this is the hard part to believe, because we were brought up from the time we were little kids, okay, to the time we were older, you know, we were brought up to believe that those buildings were so busy and all these people worked there, okay? That's simply not the truth. Now, if they're going to pull off a myth like that, and I'm going to tell you how they did it, and you're going to realize, wow, they are really, really smart. Now, what I'm telling you, what they did to hide the thing with the light and the light shining through is they built the shutter system. And I even have pictures where the shutter system was, you know, being built up the side of the tower. And you can see how it's like built halfway up, you know, halfway up up the tower, and it's starting to block out the light. Okay, and that's how they covered that up. But they also had an elaborate smoke delivery system with piping that was up around the 91st floor. So when you saw the people walking towards the windows or whatever, you know, you saw all this smoke. And all this smoke was fake. And those, I'm going to tell you something. I almost lost my train of thought for a second here. Jeez, I can't even believe I did that. Let me start over again. Those people that were supposedly in those buildings, okay, that was all a myth. And the way they were, oh, I was talking about the smoke delivery system. They had pipes. I'll show you pictures of them. They had pipes that, blew off smoke and, and gave off all this fake smoke. They had one at the Pentagon too, and it was in the lawn, and you can see it. I have a video where, You can see when the smoke machine is turned on at the Pentagon. How about that? Okay? I have a video where you can see them actually turn the smoke machine on at the lawn, and it starts puffing out all this white smoke. Now, I didn't mean to lose my train of thought a minute ago, and I know you guys want to hear about how they pulled this myth off. So this is how they pulled the myth off. I'm going to get right to it. The way they were able to pull this myth off, ready? This was a 30-year illusion set up by the government, okay? Those buildings were built to be knocked down on 9/11. How about that, okay? And you want to know how they pulled the illusion off? Here's how they pulled the illusion off. They cleverly built a subway into the basement of the World Trade Center, right? And this subway brought 400,000 people a day through there. Think about it. And then they put the Windows of the World restaurant, okay? They put that on top of the World Trade Center, and they put the observation deck. So what does that do? That keeps foot traffic, right? That keeps foot traffic going up and down, up and down, up and down. Now, to anybody walking by those buildings, you don't know if those are subway passengers or people working in the building, right? And the same hours that the subways are busy, aren't those the same hours the buildings should be busy if they're office buildings? Yes. That is how they pulled the illusion off, guys. They pulled the illusion off by building this subway in there and putting those two things on top of the towers. Look at the elevator pictures that I posted up there, guys. Those that aren't following along yet, thereallnewsonline.com, okay? And you'll see a page there that says show informed listeners. I made that page for you guys because I know some of the stuff you got to see. Up there, there's four videos I put. I put the video with the firefighters. I put the video with the actor parents. I put the video with the other actors, the simulated victims. I put a bunch of these pictures we're talking about. This 30-year plan, what the building put up for? There's so many ways I can go with this, okay? And I want to talk about truth, okay? I want to talk about the truth movement for 1 minute. What we're gonna do, guys? We're gonna take a 3 minute break. We're gonna play one song real quick, take a 3 minute break, and we're gonna come back in right after the top of the, right after the song, okay? Okay, maybe we'll hold it here for a few more. Okay. The truth movement, guys, the truth movement was set up by the same people that pulled off the crime. Okay? Jesus, this is going to be good. You know what, guys? We're going to take that break right now, and we'll be back in 3 minutes. Stick with us, okay? We'll be back in 3 minutes. We're just going to come back right after the song. We're going to get into the truth movement, and we're going to get into a few more things that have to do with this, guys. A few more things.